I remember Eb Mettingen. This is Herb Bierley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I remember Eb Mettingen. Now, many of you have no idea where Eb Mettingen is. Well, Eb Mettingen is in Switzerland, and it's a little community, and at least it was a little community, and it keeps growing and growing and growing. They put subdivisions in and subdivisions in, and just pretty soon it'll spread out and jump over and say hi to Zurich. But Eb Mettingen is a very charming place. I find it is part of my meditation memory. As I think of meditation, I just close my eyes and visualize myself walking through the beautiful, stately forest on the edge of Eb Mettingen. In fact, there are many forests all around Eb Mettingen, and farmlands sort of eat up to the edges of them, but they still remain, and they're beautiful, and pathways are made through them so that anyone can walk through all of the miles of forested pathways and have quietness and peace. Because it's really amazing. In a day's time, maybe 50 to 60 people will walk that path, maybe more. And in a day's time, each person who walks it thinks that they're the only person who walks it, because somehow there is sort of an unwritten experience where everyone is unaware of everyone else. You sit down on the meditation benches that are all over the place, and as you sit on this bench and you meditate and you close your eyes and you go into your inner self, you do not hear the footsteps of people walking by. Maybe they're not walking by. You don't have any idea that there's another life in that forest. And then after a half an hour of total relaxation, total meditation, you are so at peace with yourself, so quiet, you stand up just absolutely refreshed, and you walk further through the forest, looking at all the trilliums and all of the plants and flowers and all of the wonderful scenery that the Swiss Alps has to offer. And then in a period of 20 minutes walk, you're back where you started from. And where I started from was Gertrude Suter's house, because she lives just a 15-20 minute walk from these wonderful forests. And every morning I would get up early and take the dog and go for a walk in the forest. And I would sit on the bench and I'd meditate and I'd relax. And the morning might be cool, but it was something very strange that a very lovely warm breeze blew where I was. One day I said to a person I saw on the path, a woman, I said, "Did you ever experience that warm breeze?" And of course, she looked at me as though I were strange. She said, "What do you mean?" Well, I said, "Every morning when I'm done with my meditation here, I feel a lovely warm breeze floating over me." She said, "Well, that's been here forever, I guess, because as long as I can remember, every time I'd walk through this forest, every time I'd be in that beautiful area, there'd be this beautiful, gentle breeze blowing just about this time now." And I said, "You know, it's sort of like a conclusion to a meditation. It's like saying, 'And so it is.'" And she says, "I never thought of it that way, but yes, that could very well be. Because the breeze just doesn't seem to come along, that wonderful, soft, warm, wonderful breeze, winter or summer. It doesn't come along until I'm done with my meditation too. Because I and so many of my neighbors, we come out here and we sit and relax and we're at peace. We're away from the hubbub of our home, of our houses, of the television, the radio, and all of the activities, and we're here at peace." And then every time I'm done, and the times are different all the time. Sometimes it's in the morning, sometimes the afternoon, sometimes in the evening, sometimes in the middle of the day. Whenever I'm done, this gentle, warm, snuggly breeze comes along and says, I'm happy that you spent some time with me. And I think to myself, what a glorious, wonderful way to meditate. What a glorious experience. And when I take one of Gertrude's dogs with me, it's so happily surprising that the moment I sit down, she jumps up on my lap and she wants to sit and be in that meditative feeling, in that meditative pause. Meditation has many beautiful blessings for me, and I give it an opportunity to come into my life, whether I'm in Switzerland, whether I'm in New York, or whether I'm in California, whether I'm in the Philippines, wherever I am. I always find time to walk away from the group, walk away from the people I'm with, the crowd, and be by myself. And being by myself, I might be with lots of people around, but I sit quietly and nobody knows me, so nobody bothers me, you know. And I meditate and I close my eyes. People say, you close your eyes when you're with a bunch of strangers? Well, sure, because I'm always with me. And that's the only thing that I am, and that's the only thing that I'll ever be. My meditations are for me. And so when I close my eyes, I sit down and relax, and I enter into that inner peace, and all is in divine order. And then you know what happens? You know what happens? That wonderful, warm breeze comes along and says, I'm glad you came. Come again soon. I love you. And I say, I love you. I love you. I love you.